Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, today we'll talk about a subject that has a real feel-good factor to it. We're going to talk about generosity. And you know, we love to be around people who are generous.
Well, it's attractive to be around people who are generous, who are kind of an open system. They're not hoarding. They enjoy sharing and giving. And in fact, it shows up throughout our life. If you flip that over, and you say if joy and generosity are linked, then so is hoarding and stinginess and unhappiness, because we've all read stories of people who hoarded lots of things and they hung on to them and they died very unhappy, miserable people. In fact, I've attended a funeral where I was one of 12 people. And at that funeral, the choice of music was Frank Sinatra's song, I Did It My Way. And it was real obvious that that person had not been generous and open and sharing, and there wasn't a lot of joy there. And it's so easy to see that in others, but miss it in ourselves. And the reason we're going to talk about generosity today is that the average Christian gives 2.6% of their gross annual income. Now, 2.6% equals 1 week of our pay. So while we love to think of ourselves as generous, in fact, we're typically not very generous, and we can all grow in that area. And so our guest today is Jeff Anderson, who, like our guest just a few weeks ago, Tim Borland, who was not just a runner, but he was an ultra marathoner. Well, you're going to meet a person today who is way, way, way past the norm. And it's very inspiring to meet someone who has gone far beyond what many people would even consider trying to achieve in the area of generosity. But it's so important, especially for the Christian. And one of the reasons that you're going to hear today is that it's important to grow in this area because you're being conformed into the image of Christ. God so loved that He gave. And so the more we learn to give, the more we become like Him. And you know, not only do we love to be around people who are generous and open and full of joy, but God says He loves a cheerful giver, and He points them out to us throughout Scripture. In fact, in Mark 12, when He saw the widow give everything she had, which is just amazing to me. In other words, it wasn't just her 401k. It wasn't just a little bit of her annual income. It was everything she had. He called the disciples together and said, I want you to see this. This impresses me.
Well, I can't wait to hear Jeff's story. When we come back, we'll introduce you to our guest, Jeff Anderson. You're listening to Money Life with Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I wanted you to meet Jeff Anderson because of the dramatic impact that God's financial principles has had on Jeff. Jeff is a young man with a growing family who knew all about money, but he didn't know God's truth about money, and I want you to hear exactly what happened to him. Jeff, welcome to Money Life.
Hey, thank you, Chuck. Good to be here.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, Chuck, I am a blessed man to have a wife, Stephanie. We've been married for 13 years. We married when I was 25 years old. So I here today stand with four children. I have four kids all under the age of 12. And so I'm 38 years old, and I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And privileged to currently serve on staff with Crown Financial Ministries, which I've done for the past 5 years. And my wife, Stephanie, is able to stay home with our children. So that's what we do.
Well, Jeff, you didn't start out with Crown. What was your education and your background and your training in?
Well, my background is as an accountant. I have a CPA that I used in practice for about 5 years. And then immediately after that, I went into the business of day trading. Many of you all remember the days back in the late 90s when the day trading stock market craze was in motion, and I sort of took a risk to leave my company. My wife and I both left our jobs, so we left two jobs and two health insurance plans and moved to really no job and no health insurance plan and tried out the day trading, and that turned into about a six-year career where I traded stocks on a daily basis. So I would go into a room with a bunch of other traders, and we'd all sit at our accounts and just I'd make maybe 30, 40 round-trip trades in a day, and that's what I did on a daily basis for about 6 years.
Well, that's a very difficult way to earn a living, Jeff. Were you able to succeed at that?
Well, you know, I experienced everything. I experienced humiliation. I did experience some success. I experienced a lot of anxiety as well as a lot of fulfillment. It was very emotional, very focused career. Traders are focused people that are into what they're doing, and they're passionate about what they do, and I was one of those. So when times were good, I was loving it, and when times were bad, I had some bad times, I was certainly as eager to get in every day and redeem myself.
Well, Jeff, what was drawing you to learn more about finances, particularly to learn more about God's financial principles? Because you had to be in a situation where you felt like you knew more about money than anybody else.
Well, I certainly may have felt that way. I grew up as a child just having a real interest in money and making money and saving money. I was the type of kid that always saved my money and loved the what money could buy, but more importantly, the security that money brought. So I went to school to be an accountant and learned to count money and count other people's money, and then I wanted to get out and sort of make my own money. So I've always been focused on how can I build my life around this thing called money. I grew up in a Christian home, and tithing was something I had always done. In fact, I can't remember a time when I did not give a tithe. But the problem was that was something that was so ingrained in me as a habit that it was really easy to do, and it wasn't done for total spiritual reasons. My primary efforts with money were to save it and to spend it. I liked to buy status. I was a materialist. I was a materialistic person. So money was really a means for me to accomplish my goals and meet my needs in the world.
So, Jeff, you're succeeding in this day trading. You're trying to provide for your family and to live out your dream to have more wealth and resources. What was God doing in your heart that caused you to want to learn more about what he said about money?
Well, when I was 25 years old, it was the first time that I'd ever heard God's financial principles. And my wife and I were newly married, and we heard it in a Sunday school class in a city we were living in at the time. It was Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it was the first time that I began to hear that money was a spiritual topic. And so I was a big fan of money, but I was also a big fan of God, and I learned I couldn't love them both, and it challenged me. It really challenged me to look at my giving and ask questions about why do I tithe, and is the tithe is it a ceiling or is it a floor? And that's when I began to see in Scripture that tithing is really a floor. It's a beginning point.
So, Jeff, did you just start reading the Bible? Did someone reach out to you? How did God intersect your life in the midst of all of this drama of day trading and trying to find fulfillment and satisfaction and also grow spiritually?
Right. Well, the actual trading career actually came further down the road, but initially it was the realization that I had been given so much. Like I said, I was raised in a very loving Christian home. I had seen my parents model giving, maybe more quietly, but I knew they were givers. And I had a conviction in my heart that more was expected of Jeff Anderson because of the privileged life I had been given. And so it really started there with the realization that we can give more, so we will. And my wife and I were on board together, and so that's where it started. We looked at our giving. We were given 10%. We immediately began to move towards 15%, 10%, 20%, and just moving that progression as we begin to experience the joy of giving more.
And when you say immediate, Jeff, are you talking about at age 25 you started to increase giving from your gross income more than 10% of your earnings?
That's exactly when it was. It was 25 years old when we were our first year of marriage that we began to make those steps.
So, Jeff, you're a really young person for God to put on their heart to grow in generosity. And in fact, I would say your story is remarkable because only 8% of the population actually even tithe. And very few go on to further heights than that in terms of their generosity. But what specifically happened there in Albuquerque? What verse or what activity were you involved in that caused you to say there's more that God's calling me to do?
Well, it was the initial realization that God has so much to say about money and that the way we handle money is a reflection of our spiritual priorities. And that was the catalyst for me looking at our giving. And it happened in a Sunday school class for new married couples. We were newly married and walked into a Sunday school class of a new church we'd never been in. And the teacher pulled out some materials he had obtained from some of Larry Burkett's old resources. That is where the journey began, right there. I can remember that Sunday. It is sort of a marking event in my life for this journey.
Well, Jeff, so many people have the same heart attitude that you and Stephanie have, but they want to know how. They want to know how to take that next step. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to explain how they, too, can follow into this journey of generosity. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley with Jeff Anderson. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today's guest is Jeff Anderson, who's sharing with us his journey to really tremendous levels of generosity and how God worked in his life and how that became a reality. And Jeff, when we left off, you said at age 25, you started to take quantum leaps forward beyond giving 10% of your gross income. How did you do that? How did you and Stephanie make that happen? What did you do specifically to start increasing your giving?
Well, truly, at the time, it was not hard to do. We did not have any personal debt standing in the way, and so we had a lot of margin in terms that we were both working full-time jobs, and we were saving a fair amount of money and spending a fair amount of money just on ourselves. And so it was just a matter of sitting down and being very intentional about writing a bigger check to the church or writing some additional checks to other ministries. So that's how we got on the journey.
And did you establish an end goal for where you wanted to go in terms of your generosity?
You know, at the time, I did not. I didn't know where it was leading, and I was truly just trying to move off the line. It wasn't until about 7 years later when we were in a Crown Financial Ministries Bible study, the life group study, when we began to go through the course. And one of the questions in the study, if you remember in the first 2 weeks, there's a question on setting some giving goals, and it was at that time that I wrote in my book that I wanted to begin to give more towards 50% of our income, and that was a goal, but that is what I put down.
And are you and Stephanie on that journey?
Yeah, we are. One of the key tools in our journey was a book called The Treasure Principle, and it's a book that Stephanie gave me for my 32nd birthday. So it was about 6 years ago I read that book. And it truly was it was a catalyst for us moving faster to that point. So, you know, today our goal, we give about 30% as an immediate tithe, just kind of automatic give 30%, and we'll give offerings during the year that will hit us around 40 to 50% a year. That's our mark, and we fully expect God will continue to move that as well.
Well, and what's so remarkable to me about that, Jeff, is it's in the midst of a lot of demands of being a father and raising four children, and we all know how difficult it is to grow in generosity just because of the demands that life put on us as well as our young children. Jeff, how do you view generosity? What is your definition of biblical generosity?
Well, that's a great question. I have really tried to understand this myself. There's so little taught about giving in general that a lot of these questions can leave you wondering. I think generosity has to do with two things. In 2 Corinthians 8, Paul really defines generosity as a heart of love, as an attitude for love. And then secondly, I think that there is an amount that's generous. And as an accountant, I really needed an amount. How much is a generous gift? And that's really that's how my journey started. I wanted to know how much God wanted me to give. And in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12, Paul says that the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not what one does not have. So I learned that every single person has a benchmark for generosity. Even a poor person who doesn't have anything, to give a smile on a real bad day might be their act of generosity. So it's personal. God knows what it is. He knows our benchmark, and it's all based on what we have. And that's sort of the motivator is knowing that there is a mark for Jeff Anderson, for Jeff and Stephanie Anderson, that is considered generous, and we want to live with that line.
Well, Jeff, how has your own life been changed and impacted by this journey?
Well, in many ways, as I said, it's a special part of my spiritual journey because it's a reflection of the transformation I've gone through. It's a reminder of what I once was not. I have not always lived this way. And so it's a reminder of God's work in my life on a daily basis because it's so contrary to how I once approached money. I would have never thought of giving this way. I would have thought of saving and investing and amassing and accumulating and buying status and all the things I once did. So it is a daily reminder, but it's been a prioritizer. It has forced us to prioritize our attention because wherever your money goes, your heart follows. So our heart follows more of God's business because more of our money is going towards God's business.
And Jeff, you have a passion to spread generosity, and you're at work at that right now with a lot of other people with a similar passion, working in alliance and partnerships to bring that about. Tell us a little bit about what God has called you to do to stimulate this in other people's hearts.
Well, there is a movement going on in the area of generous giving, and I think it comes at a time when Americans are sitting in a very unique position, a very unique time in history, a very prosperous time in history, when Christians in particular have a big responsibility with what they've been given. Currently, I am working with leaders throughout the country that have a desire to replicate generosity in the lives of others. And it's an exciting area of ministry because I've not heard much about giving discipleship or discipling givers. We talk about discipling people in the area of prayer, or discipling people in the area of studying Scripture, but this is in the area of discipling and developing givers to be generous.
Well, Jeff, if people wanted to get in touch with you to talk to you about that journey or to find out how they could be involved in this effort to expand generosity and disciple others, how would they do that?
Well, I'd love to hear from them. They can send me an email at janderson@crown.org. That's janderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. @crown.org, and just tell me where you are in your journey or what you're doing or what God's put on your heart, and I'd love to connect you to an opportunity to be part of this movement and to help us spread the message of generous giving.
Jeff, thank you for being on our program today. It's been great having you.
You're welcome, Chuck.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and as we wrap up today's program, I hope you've been inspired by Jeff's story of just what I call ultra generosity, especially for a young family with many demands on their life. But Jeff and Stephanie have gone far beyond the norm as we consider what they do. It's just remarkable. But let's talk about generosity in your life. It's far more than just a financial concept. It's actually a lifestyle. It's an internal decision where you make up your mind that it is better to give than to receive. That is a change in your worldview. It's a change in how you perceive the rest of your life. And it's not a destination. It's not a place where you arrive and stop. It's a continual journey of growing and growing and growing. Because when we look back, all of us are going to wish we had been more generous when we realize that we were only giving away the things that God had already given to us, and He can supply all of our needs. And third, generosity is something you have to learn. It really doesn't come natural. As Jeff said, we hear a lot of discipleship training in many other areas, say in evangelism or Bible study, but no discipleship on how to give and how to grow in giving. And you can start being generous today. So many people feel financial pressure right now, and I've said many times, one of the best things to do is to learn to be generous, because generosity breaks the grip that materialism has on your life. It's the only true antidote to materialism. But learn to be generous with your time by serving others. Be generous with your own family by serving them, and in turn, teach members of your family to serve others. You can be generous with your talents. No matter what talent God has given you, it's probably useful to somebody else if you'll just make it known that you're willing to share it with other people. And then begin to be generous with your money. Now, I put this last because according to Christ, this is actually a very small expression of generosity. God gave everything, not just financial resources. And even if you only have a little, don't be stingy. Sometimes the less we have, the stingier we become. And so don't spend it on yourself unwisely. Use your resources to help others and start to find the joy in that. This transformation that'll take place will be noticeable and immediate. You'll start to become a different person. Your whole orientation will change. You'll feel better about yourself. Your outlook on life will be much more positive because you'll experience joy. You'll experience the satisfaction that your life is counting for the benefit of something greater than yourself. Trust God to make up the difference and start becoming a generous person. It'll change your life, and it'll change the lives of those you touch, and it will be the truest measure of whether or not you're learning to trust God with every single thing He's given you.
That's good advice, Chuck. Well, if you missed a portion of today's program, I know you'll want to go back and hear it again, and you can do that by going to crown.org. Well, until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.